All right, Ian Harrison, no hesitation in doing this interview. Thank you. All right, okay, let's talk about your team a little bit.
Yeah.
First, Juju, we know the ruts have been a problem, but he's been working on that, and pretty good race tonight, not bad.
Yeah, I was really impressed with him in practice. I think he's making good progress with the ruts, like you mentioned, and I feel like in practice he was, like, phenomenal in the whoops. So I was happy with him. Main event, he needs to focus on himself and not some other riders, and he'll be fine.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of beef going on. There's off-track stuff. Is it just kids being kids?
Know? 18 being 18, you know. Okay. Anyway, they'll get past it. But it was a nice step forward for him today.
And then the shoulder. How's the shoulder doing for him? I've heard rumors that he may pull out of outdoors with a surgery or...
That was something we were thinking about earlier, but the previous 2 weeks he's done a full week of training and everything, and he seems fine. So I haven't talked to him too much about it because I don't want to bring it up, but I think he's going to be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chase, I was wondering about his mood. Obviously, he led until late, but Lewis talked to him and said he was in a good mood. It was a good race. So obviously you want to win that, but I guess, you know, you tip your hat to Webb, I guess.
I do tip my hat to Webb. I think that Chase rode well, and to lose one position at the end is hard to swallow, but if he wrecked or something, then that would really suck.
Yeah.
So I got to say that sometimes you got to know, you know, what your limit is, and I think he did that tonight, and those are big steps for me with him. And you just need to get cross-rutted once and screw up a whole rhythm lane, and you lost a couple seconds. That's how he passed both guys for the lead.
Yeah.
And it seemed to me anyone who was in the lead was hard to get away. The other guys could catch up.
The same as
when he got into the lead, the other guys could kind of find or gauge where to get him. So I think this was a track you wanted to lead like Cooper did the last two laps. That's my opinion.
Yeah, is it because you think those guys could see what worked and what line worked or what didn't? Is that why the guys behind you could look at what you were doing?
Absolutely, and the lappers, and then choosing the rut. All those things played in your favor if you were behind, you know?
Yeah.
But Cooper rode well.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what you got to do. And it seemed like Chase's attitude, according to Lewis, who talks to him all the time, seems good. Obviously, silly season going on. What's your percent on keeping him for the following years? Like, how do you feel about the talks and negotiations?
I'm going to try everything I can, of course. In the end, it's up to them. But we're working on it, and we're doing all we can to retain him. Yeah.
You feel good?
Well, it's the beginning, you know. So it's hard to say, you got to see what your competitors want to do. And right now, it's tough because there's... it sounds bad, but like slim pickings, you know. So there's a lot of people after the same guy, so I'm sure it's going to be a challenge.
Right.
Yeah.
So someone like Chase, deep in a Supercross fight, and you've been in this, do you tell him, hey, outdoor-wise, because we had him on the show last week and he didn't do any motocross, do you tell him, hey, don't worry about motocross, or you have to test motocross? How do you work that in when he's in a title fight?
No, you got to kind of slide it in there when it works. I think our plan is... I believe in a couple of weeks' time, we're going to go down and do 2 days of outdoor testing. But we're pretty good there because we have last year's base setting. We have a new one. He can choose between the two, and then we'll get a direction.
Okay.
And generally, even last year, we did most of our testing when the Supercross season ended.
Yeah.
That's when we jumped into it. And I feel like whenever you're in a title fight with somebody, literally, that's when you do it.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
Thanks for this.
Thank you. You're welcome.